I have been lacking a game on my phone that I can just lose myself in. No thoughts, zoning out, but also still challenged, like I can't stop playing. Well, along came June's journey. So June Parker has to search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game, but you also get this captivating detective story while also being set in the 1920s. Each chapter uncovers a collection of hidden objects that you use to solve the murder. So on top of solving the mystery, you also get this fun option to customize your very own luxurious estate island. You can have expansive gardens, beautiful buildings. You can really let your imagination run wild. I love the little script that plays out. I love June's journey, literally. I love the clothes. I love the sets that you're looking for objects in. I just have the best time laying in my bed, winding down, zoning out, building my island estate, solving the murder of June's sister. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
So we're starting off this episode. I teased you right before we started recording. I have some juiciness to tell everybody.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so I posted my Miami post, because as us content creators know, when a new episode drops, you kind of got to do like a little content piece related to the episode. So my Miami content was Alexia saying where there's smoke, there's fire over and over again is a little rich considering.
Extremely. Yeah.
And I posted the article of her son, Peter, being arrested for domestic violence. Right. And Alexia slid into my DMs.
Uh-oh. I'm guessing she didn't love that.
She didn't. Now, you see, I used to ride hard for Alexia. I used to be like, I love this queen. She's amazing. Mm. She's like meant to be a reality star. This was last season.
Sure.
And she's been following me since, right?
Right.
And so I'm sure she thought I was one of those content creators that stands.
Right.
Which a lot of them do.
Right.
I'm not, which I'm sure if anyone listening and watching knows by now, I'm not.
And you know what? It's a much more fun place to be, because when you get stuck in that, like, oh, this housewife thinks that I'm obsessed with her, you kind of have to, like, well, you don't have to, but people tend to ride or die for them, even despite all their flaws. And it's really sad to see.
So she slides into my DMs and says, I would appreciate you removing the post with the old article about my son, which was cleared and dismissed and never charged. She sees that I read it, because originally I screenshot it to post in my stories to be like, I knew this was coming.
Of course.
But then she writes, why would you do that? What I'm going to do is I'm not going to read the rest of them for everybody. I'm going to clip this part and make this a Patreon exclusive. Not because I'm trying to get y'all to sign up for my Patreon, because it's just safer not to tell everybody this.
Right.
Because it gets a little down and dirty. It does get a little down and dirty. So for the Patreon peeps, this is a Patreon exclusive.
Oh, and that's how you clear a bitch. Okay. You know.
I got
so dramatic.
That is so funny. What a little funny little lady Alexia is turning out to be. I mean, she must have thought that she was like the star of the show or like the fan favorite or something, but her behavior is so laughably, embarrassingly confusing. Good for you. This is the best part of my whole day.
This season has really, it's gotten worse and worse. Like this episode especially too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I like to do before I get into the recap is get a, like, I'll list off the cast and you'll let me know like where you stand on them. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So Adriana.
Okay. So Adriana, I mostly find annoying. However, due to the fact that people are being more annoying than she is, she's rising up in the ranks for me.
That's kind of where like everyone's falling with her this season. Like if you asked me last season, I'd be like, but this season I'm like, it's flipping.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Nicole.
Stand down. I was like one of the early adopters of Nicole, so I will, you know, brag about that. But yeah, I love her. I think, you know, there has to be one who's just like a little bit smarter than everybody else. Like, you know, people don't really like Meredith Marks, but let's, you know, just talk about the playing field. It's not exactly even compared to the rest of the ladies. So I will say, yeah, I just really love somebody like, I'm a Candy stan, somebody who can like check you correctly and they don't have to do too much. And it's just like factual evidence of people being stupid towards them. So yeah, I love Nicole. She's my number one.
Okay. Gertie.
I also love Gertie. Maybe more because of her husband than Gertie. And she is good for a facial reaction, but so is Kiki. Gertie is like, fine. I don't need her.
Okay.
Her. Yeah.
Alexia.
Well, here's the thing. I find Alexia to be just like aggressively Republican in her way of living life, and I'm not a Republican, and I guess we can just keep it moving from there.
yeah. Marisol,
she's on the wrong team, and that's really a shame for her. I also don't really care for Marisol, but she's good for a confessional. She's good for like kind of understanding when things get a little too crazy, you know, like why is nobody addressing the goat with Pampers around his ankles? Yeah. You know, like why are we not talking about that? So I don't love her for her friendship with Alexia, even though I do think it endears me more to Alexia, if that makes more sense. Something about their friendship makes me like Alexia more. It might be the only thing that makes me like Alexia, but yeah, I'm like neutral on Marisol at this point.
That's a good point, actually, because I saw a little bit of that, like Marisol being able to acknowledge that Alexia wasn't totally right was like,
right.
Okay, this makes me somehow like Alexia more.
Yes.
Good point. Lisa.
Lisa, you know, again, politically, we don't stand in the same realm. However, I mean, this is really embarrassing. What Lenny's doing to her.
Yeah, dude.
And even if, like, I think we can all admit that the writing was on the wall. This was not a love match. This was not a forever marriage. Like, this was going to end. But it didn't have to end so aggressively bad for her.
God,
but, like, thank you. Thank you, Lenny. But that's that for her.
Julia.
Ugh. I don't care for her. Oh, I don't care for her and the animals and all her shticks and the thing, like, go and live off the farm. I have never seen somebody who was just like, I don't like my partner, and all their partner wants is to go on lavish vacations with them and like be in love. Like, girl, you have it so easy.
I honestly do not understand. Martina is offering fabulous things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Kiki.
Love her. I love Kiki. She's a star. She's gorgeous. She's so funny. Yeah, I love her. She's like number two, close second behind Dr. Nicole.
Larsa.
Okay. Larsa's so complicated.
Yeah.
You know, like, she to me is so funny, just because, like, I don't know people like Larsa. Like, I don't understand what planet she lives on, what's going on up there. It's just, like, very fascinating to watch her just navigate life.
That's a great breakdown.
Yeah. Do I like her? No. I think she's, like, one of those girls who, like, has a lot of girlfriends, but they're none of them are actually friends.
It's very Kardashian.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you see, like, the Kardashian energy and also why they stopped being friends with her.
Exactly.
Like, all at the same time. You're like, I see why you were friends and why you're not friends anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's really pathetic to be the one that they kick out before Food God. That's sad.
It's all of it at once. You're like, you absorb all of it at the same time.
Yeah. What did you do, girl? What happened?
Okay, let's get into the recap.
All right.
Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. That's me, by the way. I'm Emily, and I'm your host on this journey.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell, because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
You fool.
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show.
Okay. I'm really loving this Miami look. You're the only one that's fully participated, and I really exactly appreciate it.
Thank you.
So
thank
good. You. Okay, so we pick up at Alexia saying, people can say whatever they want, which is just really amazing right now after the DM.
All things considered.
And Nicole getting up in her face saying, okay, the second you work for something for 20 years and some chick who's never worked for anything in her life tries to ruin it, then we can talk.
Exactly.
And then she walks away, and I really needed more information on that alcohol whippet, because I needed to know, did you get drunker for a couple of seconds?
I feel like this is bound to come up at Schwartz and Sandy's.
Oh my God.
Please don't let Sandoval find this machine.
Oh no, they don't need any more contraptions and weird things going on over there.
Gadgets and doodads. Yeah, I would wonder about that. I mean, it seemed a lot like huffing. Like,
yeah.
Which, you know, we've all had our days and times. And
okay.
I've
said this before. I've done a lot of partying. I was never around when they had the whippets. So I'm pissed because I've always missed the whippets.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up in the South, and that was when I had my bad girl era. So I think it was a lot more prevalent back then. And, you know, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. Everyone's always publicly, like, you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Oh, publicly. Got it.
Privately, you know.
My friends are always like, you're not missing anything. Because, like, someone always ended up, like, doing too much and, like, kind of freaking out or something.
Yes.
And then they're fine in, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Do I want to do them? That's part of the charm. That's what they would say. When Lisa arrives and she goes, it does make me sad because I'm not there anymore. And I was like, oh, honey, you haven't been there for a minute.
Ever. Never.
We've never seen you and Lenny and gone, oh, they're so cute.
Not once. And I appreciated the, like, shot of her standing watching Anthony and Nicole by herself, just like a total, just like all alone. Poor thing.
And to be honest, that could have even been last season when Lenny was still her husband. Like, didn't he? Yeah. I feel like he left an event early too last season because he was like in a bad mood or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this also could have just been you last season too. So, you know, sorry, Lisa.
I do find it interesting that none of these women really use their husbands as currency. Like, they don't really expect the husbands to really show up.
That's a good point.
I kind of appreciate that, but
because it is like an overused trope on all the other shows
for sure, and they're just like such a non-factor.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Dude, there was Trey Past caviar going around.
Oh, I every food I wanted.
They're like, is that the caviar? I was like, is that the caviar? This fucking party, okay?
I appreciate that these women will eat. Like, they have the money to get the food, and they will actually eat it.
Agreed. Love but this, that. Lisa tells them about Lenny tossing out his... Okay, so she's like, I set up a play date, so my kids and the play date were there. Lenny's mom, Lenny's dad... Marina's like, I can't believe, how are you divorcing your wife? How could you do this? And he says, get the fuck out in front of the kids and the play date. What a scene.
Unbelievable. I don't understand what's happening to this man. Like, what's going on? Why do the parents have to be kicked out forever in front of the children? Like, what is happening?
That's why when he's doing those weird articles and like he's going on social media being like, you don't understand, Lisa was the problem. I was putting up with Lisa's partying and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, dude, you're also cussing out your parents in right. front of your children. This is right. all you.
Yeah. And we know that Marina didn't really care for Lisa. So now all of a sudden that they have this relationship, that's all the proof I need.
Thank
that's
you.
What's going on here?
That's right. I always think back to how mean she was to Lisa in the early, like, beginning OG season. Like, she hated right. Lisa.
Big time. Big time.
And so he has served her papers. And it's brutal.
Brutal.
All right. Adriana and Thierry have joined the mix.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about Adriana's dress for a second? Like,
yeah, good. Yes.
What was the thinking behind that?
I'm in agreement. It was almost like a bridesmaid's dress.
Or something. Just the whole shelf of rhinestones. It was a lot of look for an engagement party. Yeah, it was prom or something.
It was
not
like
this.
Not necessary. It was like, who made, did someone make you wear this? It was like a dress required of you or something. Like, not a dress you choose.
Right. And Thierry looked like he was just going to brunch. Like, this was just nothing for him.
That man's face, though, his eyes, he was angry. And I get it.
Yeah.
But also, like, whoa, you're not able to hide your anger, and it is a little scary.
Yeah, he was coming in real hot for having never met or interacted with these women. Like, he did have the right to be angry, but it was just, he was doing a little too much, which is my problem with Adriana. It's just, like, a little too much.
Yes, and if you're going to be that mad, you probably shouldn't, don't be the one to lead it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he's like, a toast to people minding their bloody business, it's like, oh, you're if you're going to start like that, maybe let Adriana lead this. And let's just have Adriana be like, I want to show you that he is divorced. You don't need to like passive aggressively lead into it with Alexia, because she's going to pop off.
Exactly. Like, she'll take that little bit where you did her wrong and run with it. And now it's all that little tiny thing and not what it really should be. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Now it's over. Now she's not going to hear anything you have to say, which she doesn't.
Right.
Because now she's on 10. I can prove it to you, screaming and yelling. And he goes to grab for the document. And says, can you read? Do you need glasses?
Why did we have to say that part? You know?
if your intention really was to mean, like, are you able to read? Do you need readers? It doesn't matter if that, right. like, hand her the document first and let her and see if she can read it on her own. You don't need to.
Yeah, there has never been in history a house husband or whatever, like, man clap back towards a woman that's ever really done anything for me outside of, like, I don't know, like the Atlanta reunion, where I think it was maybe Kenya or somebody claimed that Nene didn't, like, she rented her car and Nene was just like, honk the horn on the ass, Greg, and he just said toot toot. And that was really all he needed. But other than that, like, no man has, like, every time it's like embarrassing. Like, it's giving Slade. It's like you're giving too much, getting too much in the mix, and I don't, ugh, it gives me the ick.
And it's always a newbie who thinks that they should do it, and it's like you never know what it's going to look like. It always looks bad.
Exactly.
It makes you look weak and like slimy and gross.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So of course Alexi gets to, like, get in his face and like, you're talking to a woman, so you better respect me and like all this shit. And then the document is null and void because she's going to shove it out of her face.
Right.
It's over.
You wipe her butt with it.
Wipe her butt with it. It's you gave it to her though. You gave it to her.
Right.
And then Marisol makes the mistake of saying, like, well, maybe they haven't updated the website yet. Which I was like, bold, bold, Marisol. You know the level Alexi is on. Right. I was like, oh, okay, Marisol's willing to try.
A little bit of a line crossing, and I appreciated that.
I did too. That's when I was like, more respect for Marisol.
For sure. For sure.
More respect for Marisol, because Alexi was like, don't get me upset, Marisol.
Yeah.
Don't get me upset, Marisol. I'm like, oh, I get the relationship for right. sure.
But also, this kind of made me think about last season. Didn't they almost start to go at each other? Because I feel like Alexia said something about Marisol.
Yes.
And it just kind of got brushed under. But it was like, Marisol does everything for attention. Like, everything is for a storyline. Like, she's faking stuff. And that really got swept under the rug. But which leads me to believe, like, if we're going to talk about how, you know, like, Charisse has something about Giselle, I think Alexia's got something on Marisol, and this friendship is more of a friendship of, like, you know,
convenience or whatever it's called.
Protection or whatever you want to call it.
Collateral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got some. Yeah. Okay. Totally.
Yeah.
Adriana goes, I don't want you to say that I'm going out with a married guy. And Alexia goes, well, you know who you're going out with? An asshole. He's just sitting there too at this point,
loving his little cocktail.
Yeah.
Having the time of his life.
Then when Alexia leaves, Adriana goes to Marisol, I would never go out with a married guy. Marisol goes, okay, cool.
Cool. Okay, we had one sip too far with Marisol, and I was just like, yeah, cool, whatever.
It wasn't that big of a deal to me.
Yeah.
She's like, I told Alexia, like, gossipy, like, off camera, to be honest.
Exactly.
Alexia has been the one looking on websites and stuff and bringing
MiamiDade.gov. Yeah.
Miami, uh-huh. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. The next day when Alexia is calling everyone to invite them, I was so bummed that Nicole had to be the one to ask, are we good?
Right.
I was like, right. You should be apologizing, Alexia.
Exactly. First and foremost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You owe her the apology.
Yeah. And at my event. Like, can I at least get an apology for you going off of me at my event?
Exactly. But she's like, yeah, we're okay. I get it. It's like, it's all making so much sense now.
Right.
Larsa taking her OnlyFans pics. This woman said she was going to get $40,000.
Bullshit. Like, how is that possible? Because from my understanding, Larsa basically posts the same genre of content that you get on her Instagram. Like,
right?
It's not any spicier or any, like, I don't really understand. Who is in the market? No shade. She's a beautiful woman now. But who's in the market for Larsa? Like, who is really checking for her like that?
And wouldn't it have leaked on Twitter by now if she was posting more? Because, like, that's how all of OnlyFans is. Like, it ends up on Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, the celebrity dick that I've seen and things going into people's holes and, you know, within 45 seconds of it getting posted. Yeah. Yeah. We would have seen it if it was.
I am truly shocked that OnlyFans doesn't have a way to, like, disable screen recording. Like, I am truly shocked.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Yeah. And it all ends up on Twitter. And nothing's ended up on Twitter. So how, Larsa?
Can't be that interesting.
She's got to have some secret way. Like, she's got to have some secret portal.
Some sort of encrypted. Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. And then she's literally just filming herself, like, rubbing her feet.
Right.
And she's, like, talking to her assistant. She's like, yeah, let's make some food. It's bizarre.
And honestly, like, if I were one of her patrons, just seeing you kicking it with your girlfriend while on camera, just doing a half-hearted rub of the toes, I would unsubscribe. Put some work in it, at least.
I swear. I have tried at least 3 different times to set up an OnlyFans, but I just get too darked out.
Just like, were you trying to do feed or like what were you
doing? I'm like, I don't know. Like Kendrick has tried to talk me into it. Kendrick from Reality Comics too.
Sure, yeah.
And he's like, I will coach you. But like every time I'm like, I can't. It just, the rest of the site is just showing too much like porn adjacent things. Yeah. And then like you have to market yourself.
True.
But Kendrick's like, we'll put a mask on you. Yeah. The whole thing. I just can't.
You can create a brand for yourself with like the Ramona Eyes glasses or something like that. Like just.
Well, you just took it to a whole different place. We'll talk after. We'll talk offline.
The real pink people. Yeah.
Like real niche, like niche it down real far.
Extremely, yeah.
Yeah. But. So when she's catching her assistant up on like not getting invited to the engagement party and whatever, this is where I was like, oh, Larsa's old school reality TV. Mm-hmm. When she does her confessional, she's like, I don't really care. And if you say one thing about me, I will go below the belt. So yeah. Maybe don't talk shit about me and I won't talk shit about you. It's like,
I don't
she's
care
so,
at all, but I will go ballistic. So that's it. Thank you.
It's like, nope, she's not PC. She's not in any way. She's not sensitive. She's not compassionate. No. She is ruthless. And it's so old, like 2005 reality TV.
Very. And in that way, it's quite refreshing.
Yeah. It's like,
I would not want to be in a room with Larsa.
I was going to say, you don't want to be around it personally, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Incredibly problematic.
Extremely.
But interesting. And then when Larsa tells the assistant that she's like, I had heard that Nicole slept with a bunch of the doctors at the hospital. Her assistant seems like does a fake shock. She goes, oh, did she?
Yeah.
And then Larsa goes, that's what Marisol told me. But I'm cracking up because like now that we know what the DM was that Marisol got.
Right.
We're like, that was one person at the hospital.
Laughable.
One.
And I love that Larsa was like, well, that's not the point though. Like it kind of is when you spread the rumor.
The moral of the story is I didn't believe do you believe everything you hear or not?
That's not what moral of the story means, Larsa, but okay, fine.
And also, Larsa, like, you're like comparing one DM to all of your stuff.
Right.
Larsa.
And another thing is, like, Larsa, I feel like 70% of the reason why people were talking about her divorce is because she was fucking Future in the middle of it. Not because people, like, cared about their institution. Like, and I was born in Chicago. I know from Scottie Pippen, and I still just don't think people care that much. Like,
so she's really just trying to deflect once again, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. All right. We'll keep it going. We'll keep it going. I really liked the scene with Dr. Lisa coming over to Nicole's and talking about her dad. That was great. Dr. Lisa asked a great question because Nicole was talking about how her dad was all drunk and it was like, oh, it was like freaking her out. And Dr. Lisa says, if it was someone else's dad, how would you feel? Oh, great question.
That got me.
Totally. Like,
maybe I need to rethink a couple things, Dr. Lisa.
Totally. She's like, I would go do a shot at the bar with them. And then it just makes her open up and realize, all right, well, this is my thing.
Yeah, the thing about letting go or like, I don't know, like there's a thing about to be said about forgiveness and like having to let go of all the hurt that you have. And like Lisa said, okay, he showed up. He didn't come with the girlfriend, like you said. He was relatively fine. Does he get credit for that? Or are you still holding on to everything that he did pass badly? So, yeah. Something to think about.
Right? And seriously, how bad is this girlfriend? This girlfriend must be, wow. Like,
that's what I want to know.
Good Lord. Please give me at least one shot of her. I just want to, like, how bad is she?
Right.
Lord. If you made a goal this year, which I did too, then Factor is perfect for us, for all of us. My biggest obstacle for accomplishing this goal is time and energy. And that's where Factor is perfect because the meals are ready, they are prepared, and they're delivered straight to my door. So I can skip the grocery store, we can skip the shopping, we can skip the cleaning. Factor sends fresh, never frozen meals right to our door, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. I discovered Factor a year ago when I was keto. So they have a lot of great varieties for different lifestyles. So keto, obviously, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and protein plus. These are available every week. They're prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. And each meal is packed with the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. And I can attest to that. I really do like Factor. I'm not just saying that. Every week, there are 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals to pick from. Plus, they have 36-plus quick bites, smoothies, juices, and other little satisfying add-ons to pick from as well. So there's tons of options. Factor is so much better than takeout because A, it's more cost-effective, and B, it's ready in 2 minutes. That is way faster than any takeout. It's so easy to stay on your vegan and veggie diet because each meal is prepared by chefs, approved by dietitians. So you know every meal is packed with the ingredients that you want and nothing that you don't. You also have the option of adding a protein to any of the veggie vegan meals if that's what you're looking to do. The best part for me about Factor is that it's eating clean without any hassle. I am such a lazy, eating clean, goal-oriented person. I want to eat clean. I want to be one of those women, but I just don't have it in me to do any of the work. So you just choose your options and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. And they're ready in 2 minutes. Achieve and maintain your goals this year with Factor. Get America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and start saving time, eating well, and living your best year ever. Head to factor75.com/SheSpeaks60. Use code SheSpeaks60 to save 60% on your first box. That's code SheSpeaks60 at factor75.com/SheSpeaks60 to get 60% off your first box. My tragic hair care journey continues. It's getting better, but I still am dealing with the double bleach fiasco and a bit of the hair loss. It is improving, but I'm still holding on to every single strand for dear life. So Kitsch to the rescue, because Kitsch is all about hair care, just like skincare. You treat your skin, you prevent wrinkles, you baby it. You got to do the same thing for your hair. They believe in budget-friendly beauty because everyone deserves some luxury, you know? The way the company started too, it started in 2010. They were selling hair ties door to door, just nothing but hustle and a dream, honey. And now they are sold in over 20,000 retail locations. They're female founded and self-funded. So they're pretty badass. My gateway drug into Kitsch were the satin pillowcases, because that's where I learned that pillowcases can really damage your hair and also give you wrinkles. So satin pillowcases, their caps and their hair ties as well. But the vegan satin, not the silk, because silk is made from silkworms. Ew, gross. They have the shampoo and conditioner bars, so bottle-free beauty, good for the environment. But the biggest thing are the heatless satin curling rollers. Say goodbye to heat damage. There are literally TikToks of people throwing out their $600 curling irons for these things. And the best part is it's only a fraction of the price, $18. And of course, they have the quick dry hair towels, the classic scrunchies. That's the only hair ties I ever use, and so much more. Right now, Kitsch is offering 30% off your entire order when you go to mykitsch.com/shespeaks. That's right, 30% off anything and everything when you go to mykitsch, spelled mykitsch.com/shespeaks. One more time, mykitsch.com/shespeaks for 30% off your entire order. What do you think the number one reason is for abandoning shopping carts online? shipping costs and shipping times. We expect everything to be fast, everything to be free, but obviously if you are a smaller e-commerce business, that is hard to compete with. But you can keep yourself competitive with ShipStation. ShipStation lowers shipping costs, makes returns easy, and it keeps your customers happy. And with all the time you save from automating all these shipping tasks, you can just focus on things that keeps your business growing, like marketing, things like that. I wish I had known about ShipStation because I actually tried to launch an e-commerce business in 2020. I was not successful, but I wish I had known about it because ShipStation has all of these things that make it much more user-friendly for a newbie, like effortlessly integrating everywhere you sell online. So Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and you can manage every order from one dashboard. And you can automate routine shipping tasks. You can print shipping labels. You can compare rates and delivery times so that every shipment is optimized. You can also automate delivery notifications. And with enterprise solutions that make warehouse optimization easy, ShipStation actually scales when you do, which really intimidated me when I was first starting out because when I was thinking about getting a ton of orders, I didn't know what I was going to do then. And I know that's actually something you shouldn't be afraid of. It's something you should be excited about. ShipStation also gets the best discounts in the industry. Get up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. Also, if that's not enough, use my promo code to try ShipStation for free for 60 days. Two whole months. And I will say that 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So keep growing your business all year long with ShipStation. Use promo code SheSpeaks today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code SheSpeaks. Some of you may know this about me already, but some of you may not. When I'm not doing She Speaks Bravo, I am a mobile notary. Sexy, right? The hardest thing about this is the cost of gas because I can drive up to like 100 miles round trip sometimes. And the cost of gas, the price of gas, it's painful. So I'm really grateful that I've found Upside. Upside is an app for anyone who gets gas, groceries, or dines out, you know, so basically everyone. I personally use Upside every time I get gas. It's super user friendly. Once you get the app, you open the app, it locates the closest deals near you, you find and select the deal, and I actually get cash back every time I fill my tank. It's helping me run my other business. It's offsetting the price of inflation. And at this point, every little bit helps. So let me walk you through how to do this. You'll download the app, but you have to use my code SheSpeaks because with that code, you will get an extra 25 cents back for each gallon on your first tank of gas. That's a lot. Next, you claim the offer on whatever you're buying on Upside. So look, you open up the app based on your location. It finds the offers nearby. It doesn't even have to be gas. It could be groceries. It could be dining out. Then you claim it. You go claim offer. You just hit the claim offer and you go and you pay as usual with your credit or debit card. Follow the steps in the app. Very user-friendly, walks you right through it. And then you get paid. You get an email that says, hey, here's your money from shopping or dining out or getting gas like you normally would. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can get 3 times more cash back with Upside. Also, Upside does not sell your personal information to third parties. They know that your information is a vital part of their trusted relationship with you. Download the free Upside app and use promo code SheSpeaks, guys, to get an extra 25 cents for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's 25 extra cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code SheSpeaks.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So You want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, let's go to this luncheon. This attorney luncheon. Attorney luncheon.
Love.
Which is brilliant. It's so Miami because Nicole, like, we may be giving Nicole bad information, so I'm inviting my attorney friends over. Very expensive lunch, by the way. She's like paying these attorneys to come over.
$500 to $700 an hour, allegedly. I love this. Like, this is maybe the best excuse to have the girls come together in quite a while. Like, yeah, agreed. We're gonna have a hire attorney, have a divorced women's summit to help our girl out.
Amazing. But this is, in the beginning, we find out it's just Nicole, Marisol, Alexia, and she goes, okay, by the way, guys, Thierry is divorced. I just hadn't scrolled all the way to the bottom. Now, you would think that would just be such an easy, oops, I messed up, yeah, silly me. Like, I would do something dumb like that. That's something, right, I would totally do because I'm, like, doing things fast. But instead, it's not.
Like, the way she tells it was just like, oh, yeah, just, like, a little oversight, no big deal. Like, there was not an ounce of, like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed about this. Like, oh, shit. Like, couldn't even send Adriana a text. Like,
It's unbelievable.
So wild. I was just like, yeah, you know, oversight. Sorry. No big deal.
I would love to have that level of, I don't even know what the word is. Because I do one tiny little thing and I'm apologizing for a year. She's,
yeah, it's
like,
amazing how easy breezy Alexia is about legal issues in the judicial system. So weird. So strange.
Larsa enters. So Nicole is like applying her powder, but then they do this funny like wave to each other, like, hello. Hello. How are you? Hello.
Right.
It was very cordial, actually.
Very. Yeah.
They all sit down. Okay. They're all sitting down. And Julia is like, oh my gosh, telling a story about how when their kids were in Paris, they were teased for having lesbian parents. And Alexia's like, okay, so you stand up for women. How come you didn't stand up for me against Thierry? I'm like, what?
What? Like, of all the people in this room, Julia has to, for what reason? Because she is a lesbian.
She's a lesbian? Like, you stand up for women. I'm like, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, this man was mean to me, Julia. Why didn't you stick up for me? Like, what? That could keep me up at night. Women? I don't get it.
Because you like women? What? Oh, no, that's not it.
Like, Alexia needs to stop talking about Julia's vagina. Like, leave it alone. We don't need to talk about her being a prostitute because she's Russian. We don't need to talk about her, like, having to stand up for men on account of you because she likes whip, like, what?
That, and Julia was caught off guard. Julia was like, I don't even know how that just segued. What is, do I like standing up for women? Like, how did that connect to me talking about being gay?
Sorry? Like,
okay.
So weird.
Oh my God.
That was so weird.
Marisol debuted her new confessional look with the feather.
Yeah.
Feather than the gold thing. It was the intense.
It was a lot. It was
very intense. Was,
yeah. Bjork at the Grammys. Like,
It was very intense. Alexia's version of the paper, like the can you see thing, was, I would show you this paper if you knew how to read.
Right.
Which wasn't totally what he said, but yeah, she was going to interpret it that way. Like,
and that's how Adriana was like, listen, we're over 50. We can't, things don't hit the same, you know?
The vision is not the same. Which somehow I was kind of like, I like that better. Like, I want to go with that because it still is kind of insulting.
Right.
And I have seen Alexia pull out readers. to read things. So I'm like,
it was dark in there.
It was dark in there. Did you need your readers? Oh my God. I love Kiki comes in her fabulous orange off the shoulder puff sleeve two piece amazing outfit. It's she's like,
creamsicle wonder. Yep.
She's always perfection. Like she has not once shown up looking terrible or even a little mediocre, to be honest.
No, I don't even think it's possible for her.
Literally. But she just realizes there's drama happening. So she's like, all right, I shall just sit.
Peacefully. This was so funny because like every straggler that came in, like they're all in the middle of a different fight. Like everybody's screaming at each other for different things.
Yeah. And they were just like, oh, Lisa's like, thank you. I actually love this.
Yeah,
like,
I'll just eat my lunch here very quietly. Nobody even said hi to me. That's okay. This is better, much better than my reality. I'm having a great time.
Right? I was just completely floored that Alexia refused to apologize. Sure.
It is astonishing the way she tried to deflect and divert from any sort of responsibility all season long. Like, even her apology to Julia was like, I'm sorry. Sorry. not my fault. Like, it's very strange. She does not take accountability for anything. Mm-mm. Anything.
Not at all.
Anything.
And she's like, how is that spreading a rumor? I'm like, well, you know by now that you didn't read the bottom of the thing. So you accidentally did. You can just be like, I didn't read.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the several conversations that you've had about this on camera.
On camera.
That might be how you spread.
Remember how you did that?
Yeah.
And Adriana goes, you should apologize for the slander. Alex goes, it's never going to happen.
Wild.
Wow. I mean, listen,
if you're going to stand in it, stand all the way down, I guess.
And I didn't expect this, but Alexia's a great villain.
She really is. She really is.
And I love a villain. She's in her villain era. I just didn't anticipate it, but Alexia, there you go. You're a villain.
Who's your favorite villain?
You mean on all the franchises? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great question. Who is my favorite villain?
Or really could just be all of Bravo.
Of all of Bravo. Okay. Ooh, it's tough because they kind of ebb and flow. So it depends on the era that they're in. Like when Lala came on the scene in Vanderpump Rules.
Sure. Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that. That was good. She leaned right into it, but she was still kind of like a victim. It stopped though. It stopped when Rand came into the picture. She,
as it should have,
whole character shift.
But yeah, time shifted really.
Honestly, it like her whole evolution. Like, had he not come into her life, her character trajectory would have been so amazing. But he fucking ruined it.
A true sliding doors moment.
True sliding. Absolutely, absolutely. Who's your favorite villain?
Ooh, that is a great question, because I don't tend to love a villain, but I will say that I really came to start to like Kenya. Probably Marlo. Marlo would be my problematic fave.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
And I didn't appreciate Kenya at all for seasons.
Me either.
But this past season, I appreciated her much more.
Yeah, I'm starting to get it.
Yeah, but okay, good. I'm glad. Cause like, I was like, guys, no, she's just, you want to know what it was? I could see what she was doing too much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that in reality TV. I'm like, you can do it, but just be a little less obvious.
Exactly. I said that there are people who are like producers and there are operators. And to me, Kenya's an operator. Kyle's an operator. Garcelle's a producer because she stirs the pot, but like, she's kind of low key about it. She's real low key. So yeah.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Examples. Very good examples. Dude, when Alexi was going, slander. Girl, you look dumb.
So dumb.
That wasn't the right look. That wasn't the look for you to do.
Rihanna said it. You look so dumb right now.
You look so dumb right now. She goes, first of all, I don't say sorry when I'm not sorry. They're all, and everyone goes, what? And then, but then she tells them, she goes, and by the way, I found out he is divorced because right. I didn't scroll to the bottom of the page. And all of them are like, so.
Right. As if that was a point on her side.
Yeah, she said it like it was a point. She's like, and by the way.
I was wrong. I was completely wrong. Thank you.
So they're like.
And I will not apologize for it.
And I was sticking to my gun. They're like, that. You just gave the other side their point. What?
Right.
Crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah. So they go back and forth, and Nicole like breaks it up with this really like kind of sappy thing. She's like, we are a group of friends. But it was just like, it was just a segue to be able to be like, it's about intention. And I think she was just trying to like look out for you as a friend. Larsa, though.
But this bitch
terrible. Right here. Larsa's face, she's like, oh, okay. We're gonna fucking do this. Right. I'm telling you, Nicole, I think Nicole was drunk. Like she came in, she was like on 10 and she's normally more controlled.
Yeah. There was a sloppiness to it and I appreciated it.
I did too. I did too. Cause she starts loud. Mm-hmm. And then cause it makes Larsa go, I can get loud too.
Yeah. And I can get loud too.
Right? Larsa gets a pitch in her voice though. Did you see that? Did you see Andy posted in his stories? He's like, well, I didn't have yelling at Larsa on my bingo card for the the Miami reunion.
No. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got a little excited about that. Okay. Yeah. I love that.
And Larsa goes, do you want to apologize for that? Off camera. Oh. Do you want to apologize for that? And he's like, sorry, I don't like yelling at women. Sorry, Larsa. But her pitch that she gets when she does start yelling is grating. It's
so yeah.
It's like, oh, shit, Larsa. It's like, I can only imagine what he did. But as they're screaming, enter Jamie and Michael Allman. They're like, hello. Oh, what the fuck is happening?
Is this the right apartment?
No. Are we, is this the lawyer? You wanted us for a session? Okay, well, we still charge.
All right.
Larsa's screaming, I have DMs. I have DMs. It's so weak. It's such a weak thing to say.
It really is. Especially when Cole's like, okay, then show them. She's like, no.
Yeah.
I will not.
She's like, show it. She screams it so loud. Show it. It's unhinged.
It's so good.
It's so unhinged. And then, but like, then Nicole shows us something we've never seen her go. She goes, yeah, because you don't have fucking shit. And she like does a whole head thing. I'm like, this, she is so drunk. And I love it.
It's like when Ariana from Vanderpump gets drunk. It's like, oh, I love this.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening. It's so fun.
Yes. So they're like, okay, should we go to the couches, guys? All right, let's go to the couches and sit down. And fucking, okay, Julia goes, I have a question with the Don't Say Gay bill. How does that affect gay couples adopting? And they're like, oh my God, normal follow-up question. Are you trying to adopt? And she goes, I don't want to tell you guys.
Yeah. I'm just exploring my options. Yeah. And I thought it was interesting that she was like, yeah, especially Larsa, I don't want to talk about my adoption. That's so funny.
I'm like, yeah, I do like the Larsa Julia feud.
Yeah, right.
It does.
I don't think Larsa knows that it's happening, but it's funny.
Because Larsa like doesn't understand Julia, and I like that. I like that.
She's weird.
Yeah, she's weird, and Julia, and like Julia can't be dissed by Larsa because like she has nothing that like Larsa could come for. It's like, what are you going to make fun of her farm?
Right.
Like she's like, okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Adriana didn't need to do this, but she pulls out the divorce decree because that was her plan going in. Her plan, was like, I have this. It's my prop. This was my plan. I had the scene in my, like, but they already established that he was divorced.
Yeah. They're like, no, we already talked about this. I was wrong, but I'm not apologizing. So we don't have to go back to this, Adriana.
And Alexia, oh my God, she is so stubborn.
Very.
She's like, he may be divorced, but he's still, and then looks right at Michael Allman, but he's still a disrespectful asshole. What's Michael Allman going to do with that? He's like, okay.
She was so precious about these lawyers. Like, this is a lot of time they're here and they're spending their time speaking to us. Like, okay, but you've been saying a lot of crazy things, but once everybody wants to talk about what you've done, she's like, no, this is not why we're here.
This is not why we're here. The only reason I was like, Nicole, don't bring this up, is because I knew she was going to get it shot down by Michael Altman. Yeah. That's the only reason I was like, don't bring it up, because they're going to win this one and it's going to be annoying.
Right. This is not technically defamation of character.
That is the only reason I was bummed, because I was like, just sit there, let them, because they're losing. We all know they're losing. We all, as the audience, know. But she's drunk. So she's like, what about defamation of character? Specifically how it relates to a professional who's having slanderous comments made about them in a professional setting. Like, God damn it. I know what's about to happen. I know what's happening.
I know.
And so Alexia gets to stand up, ask your husband. I mean, it's great theater. This was theater.
Why are you spending money when you could ask your lawyer husband? Talk to Anthony. Talk to Anthony.
And then Frankie on the balcony.
Who are you talking to? Like,
I want to know, too. Maybe a producer?
I think so.
Like, probably, like, they're up there, like, listening to the audio, and he's like, they're so loud. He's so cute.
The blah, blah, blah hands. Like, oh, please.
talking down there. So then when Nicole goes to get the credit card, I know it feels like it's an iconic moment, but I was like, no, because all of this is going to happen and he's just going to go, it's not defamation of character.
Exactly. But I will say, though, she put that card on his lap and he took it. He was like, no, no, no. But he took it in his hand. He's like, well, no, it is a black Amex, so I will be taking this.
Okay,
but
you say Amex. Okay, I was going to say, how do you say black? She says black Amex.
Yeah.
And then I was like, am I saying it? Because she's a doctor. So suddenly I'm like, am I saying it wrong?
Yeah. Earlier she said Nilly Willy. And I was like, wait, is that right?
Because I will always believe someone who's a doctor is smarter than me. So I'm right. Like, but I know what's going to happen. And Larissa tells him, oh, so is it, you know, if you hear a rumor and you say it while you're talking to someone, is this defamation? And here he goes, ordinarily not.
Right.
And I was like, fuck. Right. Then he explains the difference between slander and libel and ends it with, but that's not an area of law we practice on a regular basis. It's like, God damn it. And I didn't want them to have that win.
I know, because they're never going to like understand the nuance of that. Like, it was still morally incorrect. Yes. But like, yeah, their objective truth is going to, they're going to ride that till the wheels fall off.
But then Marisol goes, you said you needed proof. Well, here it is. And this weak ass DM about like, oh, she had a relationship with this resident when she was married and that's why they separated. And then she explains, well, I was married, we separated, and while I was separated, I had a consenting relationship with one of the residents. But you said all of the doctors in the hospital.
Right.
And Marisol goes, but the point is we didn't judge you. No, that's not the point.
You guys are so funny. So funny. Like, there's no benefit to her banging another resident. Like, she can't get ahead in any sense of the word. Like, they were acting like she just like put her legs up in the forceps and just let the whole surgeon's unit just go to town on her. But
literally,
yeah.
But she had a relationship with someone.
Yeah,
like, which that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like, we could be talking about how some of us are you know, in relationships with little boys that we saw in the Bulls you know, playroom.
Hello.
In the 90s, but we're not. You know, if that's, we want to talk about that.
That's what's so ridiculous to me is the other couch has so many things.
The way I would never speak if any of the things that were happening, like, they have so much, they're giving her so much ammo. Yeah.
So I'm like, Larissa, are you really doing that? Are you? I also love when Nicole, because Marisol's like, I have a DM. And Nicole's like, that could be Larissa DMing you from a fake account. And Larissa goes, I'm sorry, I have a business. Unlike you, I'm busy. To the doctor.
To the doctor. To the anesthesiologist who does 24-hour shifts. I have a business. What business, Larissa?
Okay, Larissa.
The jewelry?
We, We literally see Nicole like FaceTiming people in her scrubs on her way to go to a 24-hour shift. Lawrence, every time we see you, you're cooking and hanging out in your apartment. Stop.
Yeah. Opening up bottles of rosé and rubbing your little toesies for $40,000. So
I like it. Like, she has some nerve. And then so when she starts losing the argument, because of course Nicole's winning, she's like, "You said specifically I was slept with every doctor in the hospital." Lars is like, "Whatever, whatever, whatever." Like, ooh, good one.
Okay, yeah, nice.
Good comeback. Good comeback.
So funny.
Poor Michael though. He's like, "We have gone so far. What are we even? What are?"
Truly, like, I feel like I don't want to do this.
Honestly, though, how long does this go on?
Yeah.
how long do you guys do this?
Truly.
Because we're seeing an edited version. You know, this shit was three times the length of this in reality.
Exactly. Michael had time to learn all the numbers to Nicole's credit card from that real quickly.
He pulled out his Stripe reader and he's like, "All right, I ran it." Got you.
Yep.
Finally, though, Lisa's like, "Can you shut up? I actually need this lawyer."
Finally.
And so then we get some good answers. He gets some real good answers.
Good answers for Sally.
For Sally.
Yeah.
One of the best bits of advice is don't go anywhere that you know your spouse is going to be with the new person.
Right after Lisa was like, "It's really improper for the new person to be around Harry's children, right? That would be really unhealthy, right?" He's like, "Yeah, and what would also be unhealthy is pulling up where the spouse is with their new partner." And she's like, "Oh.
Yeah, and if you walk in and see them, leave."
Yeah. Okay.
Fair. Okay. Larsa.
Learn that the next time.
Larsa's the one who encouraged them to, like, go to all the fucking parties.
Right. Formula One weekend.
F1. She's like, "Whatever I say, you don't back down." Typical. Typical.
Right. Right.
Then they ask about the handbags. Like, what do they do if, like, they think he's going to be given the handbags? Inventory, photographs. I'm like, ooh, this is such good information.
Such good information, but also gave chills up my spine of, like, God, this girl, I feel like she's such a loser. Like, why would you want to move into the marital home that badly? Ugh. With like all the ex-wife's old stuff and her energy, and you got the same bed, like
the same bed. No. That's the part. The same bed.
Yeah. And like, now, I mean, this, we don't know that he offered, but like, imagine that even being a possibility. Like, imagine a dude being like, "Here's my ex-wife's purse."
Right? She had her stuff in.
Weird.
Ew.
Weird.
The big takeaway, though, is that even though she's been asked to leave the homestead, she doesn't have to leave, but this trial dates could take forever to get, and they could technically both be in the house until then.
Right. I thought that was interesting because Lenny, in one of his many Page Six interviews, said that as part of their prenup, she had to leave 30 days after he filed for divorce. I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
Very.
They have a cute moment where Nicole's like, "See, even though we're fighting, we can all come together to support Lisa." And then Adriana's like, "So Alexia, do you want to apologize for calling me a liar?" And they're like, "All right, we're done. Wrap." Everybody, that's a wrap. Like,
"Girl, you're not a full cast member. We're not doing this again. Bye.
Bye."
Michael wants to leave with the Amex. We're out of here.
Yeah, we're done. Lisa's house the next day. It's sad because Elle and Logan are like fighting over a toy, and then Elle obviously is like stressed and stuff and like hits Lisa in the face, so she has to like punish her.
Mm.
And then from there, she goes into Lenny's room to ask if he brought the checks home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, he's just got the worst tone in his voice. He's like, "You told me after I left the office." But then she lets him know that she's mic'd. Which I guess she should have done.
Yeah.
I guess. And then the camera comes in, and the way he looks at that camera, haunting.
Ugh. Haunting.
Ugh.
Yeah, just staring like, "I don't really want to be filmed right now." Ugh.
Oh, God. But she keeps like, "Why won't you even like say hi to me? You won't even talk to me?" He's like, "I don't want to talk to you. I have nothing to say to you." What happened?
What happened? Like, why are you, why is there so much of this energy? I don't know. It makes me think, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe there was an arrangement of like, let's keep it cute for the next season, and then we can quietly divorce after the reunion. And he, like, something happened and he just snapped. Cause I don't know, just this vitriol that he has for her and the anger and the way he speaks to her is just so off to me.
Right?
Very.
Like you can't even look, like, you don't want to cooperate with anything. I'm trying to help you. And like, the thing that he's saying, he's like, eventually you're going to basically be kicked out. And I'm trying to find a place for you to go once that happens.
Right. Like, he's acting like, I'm trying to do you a favor and give you a better deal than what we agreed to in this prenup, but you're not being, you know, a willing player. So, you know, I'm just going to have to shut down. Like, I'm trying to help you out, but you don't want to play ball.
Oh my God. It's so gross.
So gross.
So, I mean, she goes, you're just trying to get me out of here as fast as possible. He's like, I know you're not going to leave voluntarily. Like putting it that way, it's like, so you're going to force her out. Like, right. You're okay with forcing her out.
And the kid, like, what are you going to do with the kids?
And he's okay with being a weekend dad. Like, he's like, you keep the kids and I'll just see them on the weekends.
Right. Right. Ugh, he's so gross.
He is so, it's just darkness. And the fact that we get to see it play out on camera and he doesn't even care.
That's another thing. It's like, it's another thing to like not want to, like, you don't like your partner, maybe even hate them, but like, it's just like the level of vileness and the way he, like, at one point I think he kept talking to her like she was stupid. Like, do you understand? Do you understand this? Like, it's just too far. Too far below the belt.
Do you get that? Do you get that?
Yeah. Like,
oh, stop it. Ugh. God. So, yeah, that darkness. Darkness at the end of that. We did not get a teaser for next week, which drives me crazy because I always really like get that teaser. But,
right.
But fine. Don't give it to us. I
don't I'm excited.
Well, that was such a fun journey. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thank you so much.
It was an honor. I was trying to play it cool. I really was, but I'm such a huge fan of your show.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, I have a podcast called Everyone's Business But Mine, and I talk about all things pop culture, celebrity culture. I dip into Bravo. So coming up in the future, I'll be talking about, I'm currently talking about Real Housewives of Miami and Potomac, but Summer House, Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives in New Jersey are all coming up. So I'll be covering that as well. So yeah, you can find me anywhere you listen to podcasts, on Instagram at Everyone's Business But Mine, and on Patreon at patreon.com/EBBM podcast, where I just finished part one of my retrospective of Laguna Beach and the Hills.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I bet that's a good one.
It's a fun time. Yeah.
I'm impressed. You keep up with all the pop culture. I do. It's exhausting. I know. I don't know how you do it.
I don't either.
Like, your content is so well-rounded. I'm like, how does she do that?
Like, I have no idea.
It is truly impressive.
Thank you.
Well, on that note, guys, thank you so much for watching and for listening. Love you, mean it. Bye. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, would you mind leaving me a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you are listening? If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget there's the super thanks option down at the bottom, the little button with the dollar sign and the heart. And also I'm on buymeacoffee.com/shespeaksbravo if you want to buy me a little coffee or two or five. And my Patreon, that is where I'm covering all of the classic Bravo jams. If you want to follow me over there and subscribe, link is in the description. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at She Speaks Bravo. And whoever the guest was for today, all their information is always in the episode description. So if you want to follow them and check them out, check there for the info. And any of the sponsor codes that I mentioned in this episode will also be in the description. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.